and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Negotiators in Egypt say they're making progress at a truce between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS's Face the Nation.
You can never really tell about whether you're going to get across the finish line until you do. Even if you get down to the 5-4-3-2-1 yard line, punching it in, finally getting it done, that requires the ultimate breakthrough.
Donald Trump wants longtime ally Kash Patel to run the FBI. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin tells CNN's State of the Union why he thinks current head Christopher Wray is out.
Apparently he has demonstrated too much independence and objectivity in the job.
There's no agreement on plastic pollution after a UN summit in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
The official line is they need more time to resolve disagreements on critical issues, with several countries wanting to focus on waste management rather than cutting production.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Groups fighting to improve access to health care are asking the U.S. Senate to reject Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Suzanne Potter reports.
RFK Jr. is an environmental lawyer who ran for president and then threw his support to Donald Trump in August. Matthew Herdman, California state director with the nonprofit Protect Our Care, says RFK Jr. has falsely linked vaccines to autism.
When he went to American Samoa to talk about vaccine safety there, almost immediately afterwards, there was a large measles outbreak that led to 83 Americans losing their lives. I would be terrified to see that happen, spread nationwide across our country.
RFK Jr. has said one of his priorities would be to re-examine pesticides that are legal in the U.S. but are banned or being phased out in Europe. He has also promoted raw milk, despite warnings from the FDA and CDC that unpasteurized milk can carry salmonella, E. coli, listeria, and the virus that causes bird flu. Dr. Diana Dayal is an emergency room resident physician at UCLA and a union representative who says she's troubled by RFK Jr.'s beliefs.
He has touted countless baseless claims time and time again that have later been contradicted by expert review. From his takes on vaccine development to fluoride safety, he misrepresents isolated data as conclusive and then interprets other studies incorrectly. Conveniently, he then ignores vast scientific evidence and peer review that runs counter to his beliefs.
Chris Noble with Health Access California notes that RFK Jr. once called the COVID-19 vaccine the deadliest vaccine ever made.
RFK Jr. will continue to propagate medical conspiracies that further erode trust in evidence-based medicine that will result in preventable death and grave threats to public health if given a seat of power.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Bucks top the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Wizards 124-114. Despite now losing 14 games in a row, Washington kept the game close. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Mike, I didn't think we played a great game today. Some of these games are hard sometimes just because you got a team that's just loose. They're just playing. Like, we just kind of came out and played, and then we kind of got into the game. But you take wins like this because these are the games early in the season we would have lost.
The Bucks improved to 10-9. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, remains undefeated after beating Chicago State at the Kohl Center 74-53. John Tanjay led with 22 points. The Badgers kick off their Big Ten schedule Tuesday at home against the Wolverines.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here, so we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that and get ready to jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin basketball head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today, but cold air certainly in place. Highs in the upper 20s, west winds 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear skies, our lows dropping to the upper teens. Mostly sunny and highs in the lower 30s Monday.
It's 15 at our studios.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news.
A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Music of the Stars, we are back. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. We're back on Facebook. Join us, won't you? And we'll be here till high noon. And on New Year's Eve from 7:01 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Music of the Stars is on the air. Here's a picture you've never seen. The loves of Joanna Godden and Charles Williams and Sidney Torch collaborated on the music. British picture, you know. British picture that I am not able to find. 1947, While I Live. It's about a woman who becomes convinced that an amnesiac woman is the reincarnation of her deceased sister. And the plot is a young composer and a pianist dies. She fell from the cliffs at Cornwall. Her sister Julia keeps her memory alive. And every year, in her honor, the orchestra does her one composition. It's a tearjerker. But I wish it was more popular because there's a haunting melody in there, The Dream of Olwen, written by Charles Williams, who wrote the Oscar winner, The Apartment, 1960. Well, on the anniversary of that yearly broadcast, a young woman shows up at the home and begins playing the piano. Is it the reincarnation? Not everybody in the family shares that view.
Christine coming?
No.
Oh, I understand. Quite like old times, Peter, isn't it? You and I, and a dream. 25 years, and 1 minute to go. Switch it on, Peter.
Tonight we are broadcasting The Dream of Olwen, a tone poem by the young pianist and composer Olwen Trevelyan. Owing to her tragic death, which occurred 25 years ago today, the work was never finished. But Miss Margaret Rubens, the well-known concert pianist, has written the last few bars. The broadcast is in the nature of a tribute. Ladies and gentlemen, The Dream of Olwen.
Yes?
How is she?
She's asleep. That's all it is. Isn't it, Nehemiah?
Yes, yes. That's all it is, Miss Julia.
It's not like me to behave as I did. I'm sorry.
You mustn't be sorry for sorrow, Miss Julia. Things have been shut up inside you for a quarter of a century. What's happened tonight has let them loose.
He sat exactly as Alwyn used to sit. Her movements, her technique belong to Alwyn. There's no real resemblance. And yet tonight I saw my sister.
The Oscar winner for this 1960, Some Like It Hot.
The key to love belongs to you. It leads to a doorway. You hold till forever.
Why can't you see how much this hurts me? With your perfect beauty and your perfect pitch, you're a perfect error. When I come around, must you always put me down? If you say my singing is off key, my love, you will hurt my feelings, don't you see, my love? I wish I had an ear like yours, a voice that would behave. All I have is feeling and the voice God gave. You insist my music goes against the groove. But rules were never made for lovesick fools. I wrote this little song for you, but you don't care. It's a crooked song, ah, but all my heart is there. The things that you would see if you would do your part. Even if I'm out of tune, I have a gentle heart. I took your picture with my trusty Rolleiflex, and now all I have developed is a complex. Possibly in vain, I hope you weaken, oh my love. Forget those rigid rules that undermine my dream of a life of love and music with someone who understands that even though I may be out of tune, when I attempt to say how much I love you, all that matters is the message that I bring, which is, my dear one, I loved you.
Sinatra with Jobim.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh. But I watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Bela menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque
each day when she walks to the sea. She looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see. Por causa do amor, she just doesn't see. Nem olha pra mim, she never sees me.
There's a girl, I must explain ya. She's called the girl from Nymphomania. And I don't know what nymphomania means, but they say her popularity comes from what she gives to charity, not from reading books or thick magazines. Though she's inferior mentally, she's not so dumb evidently. She knows her roles from her Bentley. There are girls more familiar with Proust, but they do not respond when they're goosed. I know girls from Smith and Bryn Mawr, but she goes out more and she gives in more. She taught me that nymphomania means nice. That's what it means, nice. We looked it up twice. Her IQ is 2. I don't care, do you? She's dumb, but she's fun. This song is all done.
Sunday brunch on Broadway. Easy 92, WECY.
I got some stuff to tell you about Alan Sherman. It's his 100th birthday today. What a success for a few months. And then forgotten. So much so that Capitol Records canceled his contract. He was 46 years old, died of emphysema. At the end, he was singing with an oxygen bottle alongside of him. All those song lyrics, he wrote plays, magazine articles. He had a sense of childlike innocence, as if the words were just building blocks, and he's lying in a crib and kind of fitting them all together according to which color combinations he would like the most. But when he sat down and right away produced a package of cigarettes and matches, well, he got into Chicago one morning at about 2:30, said, "I had trouble with the airline ticket man in Philadelphia. If I go straight from Philly to Los Angeles, $188. But if I stop in Chicago, it's called a stopover, and the guy and I have to pay $34 extra." So I said, "I'm not going to do any such thing." And he said, "Yes, you're going to." And I said, "Prove it." Well, he got out the tariff book. He got it out, and it's a fascinating book, like Catch-22. So sad that this guy didn't live longer. They made a musical about him in Chicago, his hometown. His real name is Alan Copeland, and 100 years ago today he was born. And he made 8 albums, and only one song sold. And that's that one you know that I'm not going to play. Well, maybe I should. No, you've heard it enough, didn't you? What, you want to hear it again? Hello, Mada, hello, Fada, about a kid at camp? You want to hear that? Really want to hear that again? Well, okay. All right. In his honor, Camp Granada. Is there really such a thing? The camp was... Well, here. Here's Alan Sherman with his one and only hit.
Camp
fodder. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Mata Fata, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mutta, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Granada, I'm falling under your spell. And if you could speak, what a fascinating tale you would tell of an age the world has long forgotten, of an age that weaves the silent magic in Granada today. Dawn in the sky greets the day with a sigh for Granada. She can remember the splendor that once was Granada. It still can be found in the hills all around as I wander along, entranced by the beauty before me, entranced by a land full of flowers and song. When day is done and the sun starts to set in Granada, I envy the blush of the snow-clad Sierra Nevada. Soon it will welcome the stars while a thousand guitars play a soft habanero. Then moonlit Granada will live again the glory of yesterday, romantic.
big and gay. Soon it will welcome the stars while a gang of guitars play a soft habanero. Then moonlit Granada will live again the glory of yesterday. Romantic, hey Granada.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Granada, Camp Granada. Blah! Hello, mother. Hello, father. I am back at Camp Granada. And I'm writing you this letter just to say my compound fracture's getting better. No one here knows where my trunk is and my bunk is, where the skunk is. And this year the food's improving, 'cause the little black things in it are not moving. Camp nurse is quite a swimmer. She says swimming makes you slimmer. Her name's Mrs. Pellegrini. Have you ever seen a whale in a bikini? All our bathrooms have such thin doors. Gee, I wish they'd move them indoors. We're all tired of Mother Goose here. So next Friday night they're having Lenny Bruce here. Let me stay, oh Mother Fada, let me stay. I love Granada every night. The campfire's really keen. Send some unguentine. Let me stay up here in Mother Nature's land and tiptoe through the tulips grand. To leave would be a shame. Besides, I'd miss the poker game. Please don't worry, Fada Mada. I'll take care of little Brada. He plays ball here and he rows here, and I hope they teach him how to blow his nose here. He wakes up at 6:30 and goes directly to the quicksand. He was lonely, now he's better. He's like all of us, except his bed is wetter.
The name sounds familiar to you kids out there? Alan Sherman. Every summer, the school lets out. All these kids, they leave home to go to camp. You know, for a lot of these kids, it's their first time away from home. And they get homesick. Alan Sherman immortalized that reaction to camp. Now, he was 38 when he wrote that. It was hotter than the Beatles. Hit number 2 on Billboard's chart. 1963. The guy was a superstar for just a few months. President Kennedy was a big fan. He would sing the lyrics around the White House. But he often said that's based on his own childhood experiences. His life wasn't easy. Today he's 100 years of age. Born in Chicago. His parents divorced when he was 6. And his upbringing was anything but funny. So a lot of that was based on his own past performance. His mother married 4 times, and they would move all over. He went to 21 different schools all over the country. Well, he wrote for the school newspaper as a kid. He joined the Army, was there 2 months, was discharged, allergies. And then he created this popular long-running TV game show, I've Got a Secret. Yeah, that's his creation. And then he'd go to parties and do these parodies. Everybody wanted him to come to their parties. Summertime, pool parties. Sid Caesar was a fan. He met Harpo Marx and George Burns. They were fans. Then he got a contract with Warner's. Now, this is important. His first album, all those parody songs, came out in 62. They didn't expect it to do very well. It sold more than 1 million copies in 3 months. And then he filled in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. Mel Brooks gave him credit to inspire him, Seinfeld, Al Yankovic. And after a few years, he ruined his own career. Too much money, too much fame, and cigarettes, a lot of cigarettes. Emphysema, asthma. Lou Busch, the great pianist, and his music arranger, brilliant talent, Lou Busch. He said, if I ever saw success ruin a guy, it was Alan Sherman. He blew all the money, died at 48, respiratory failure, 10 years after he won his first Grammy. We salute the great entertainer, who made it big for a few weeks in 1963, after winning his first Grammy. But for a while, he was bigger than the Beatles. Thank you. Millie May and Glenn Gary.
Come on.
The music of the stars.
Why look so awfully tragic? Put on a happy face. Smiling can work like magic. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off the full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Flowers? Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Why do you mope around so sourly? It's such a strain. I always try to chuckle hourly. It clears the brain.
I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing.
So spread sunshine all over the place. Put on a happy.
Something especially for you.
Ready? One, two, three, four. When I was a boy in the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys, or I shoot the fool. Luigi, pluck on the school. Oh, you're making me sick, all of the things I gotta do. Can't I get enough kicks, I always gotta follow rules. Oh, you're making me sick, just to make a lousy buck. Gotta feel like a fool. And Mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Oh, shut up in your face. That's my mom. She played the solo on the accordion. That's a beautiful. Soon to come a day, gonna be a big star. Then I make the TV shows and the movies. I get myself a new car. Still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still I dance and sing. And I think about our mom. She used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. And Mama, she used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody out there in the radio land and the TV land. You know this was a bigger hit in Italy with this Shut Up Your Face. I sing this song and all of my fans applaud. They're clapping their hands and they're making me feel so good. You know, to learn this song, it's really simple. I sing the What's the Matter You. You say, hey. And I sing the rest. At the end, we can all sing Shut Up Your Face.
Hey, we're out of time.
What's the matter you?
Out of it.
Got an old
no time, that's what.
What do you think you do?
Hey. Take a break.
You look so sad. Hey. It's not so bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
Okay, I will. I promise. Right now, time for news.
What's the matter you? Hey. Gotta no respect.
Music.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.